This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. O Emmanuel, God is with us. He has come. He has come through a virgin. Imagine a virgin bringing forth the Son of God. A virgin bringing forth the Savior of the world. A virgin pure and holy. O God, does great miracles. Some people today, as they study scripture, they say, oh no, it was not a virgin. She was not a virgin. I tell you, they're heretics. They're heretics, and they have no right to preach to God's people. You know why? Because they're antichrist. Because they're heretics, they need conversion. They need to come to know Jesus. Not only know about the words about Jesus, not only know about what the philosophies about Jesus. No, they need to come to know Jesus. I tell you, we'll preach every day by God's grace on the radio. And we need more to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I have known him, but I need to know him more. I have loved him, but I need to love him more. I have experienced him, but I need to experience him more. I tell you, without Jesus, I'm lost. Completely, totally lost. And the world is so lost. Why? Because they're without Jesus. Without Jesus. Today, you may be without Jesus, but it can change like that. Can change like that. If you say, here I am, Lord. I surrender to you, Lord Jesus. Things can change. Your life can change. Your every part of your being can change. But you see, so many times, preachers, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, want to be nice to people. I don't want to be nice. I want to be truthful. I want to tell everybody that without Christ Jesus, there is no salvation. Without the shedding of blood that he gave us, there is no salvation. Without his death, burial, and resurrection, there is no salvation. I need to proclaim the truth of what God has taught in the scriptures and in his church. Some people say, you're bigoted. Oh, I'm not bigoted. I want to be completely sold on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the word calls us to speak the truth in love. He's coming. Jesus is coming tomorrow, Christmas Eve tonight. Are you going to join me and Father? We're doing a Christmas Eve glory night tonight from 7 to 9. Father, who's invited?
Everybody. Yeah. We're going to be there praising God, singing Christmas carols. You see, Christmas is not about Santa. Christmas is about Christ. That's what Christmas is about.
She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. And he will save his people from their sins. What has Jesus come to do? To save us from our sins, from hell. Hell,
yes.
Hell and sin is right in the same. Now we have a Savior. We can live through faith in Christ. We can allow the Holy Spirit to annihilate all of our sins, everything that separates us from God. Because sin might feel good in the moment, but ultimately it separates us from God. It separates us from our destiny. It separates us from fulfilling the plans and the purposes which God has for us. It brings shame into our heart. It doesn't allow us to be free, and it doesn't allow us to be effective. That's why I go to confession. And I confess my sins, because the purer the vessel, the greater God can use that vessel for his glory. That's why our Blessed Mother was a pure vessel to usher in the Christ child upon this earth. Tonight, there is so much grace for you. We're going to be in the church. We're going to be with family. Then we're going to be in the church for glory night. Then the choir is going to get ready, and we're going to prepare for midnight mass. As we receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist for midnight, at the stroke of midnight, we're going to begin to usher in Jesus for Christmas. It is such a grace. You're invited, St. John the Baptist in Quincy. I pray tonight that Jesus will encounter you in a way he never encountered you before, because you open your spirit to him. Because you open your heart to him in a way that you've never opened your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. See, God is God. He can do anything sovereignly. But we got to do our part, that we lay down our lives, open our hearts, tell Jesus we love him, invite him in. It's a relationship. That relationship means it goes two ways. What are you going to do for the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? Are you going to tell him you love him? Because when we tell Jesus we love him, he inundates us with his love.
You are loved with an everlasting love. And I know people that have gone to hell. I don't know them personally, but they were loved with an everlasting love. And they said no. They said no. And God will never force his love upon people. Though he loves them with an everlasting love, he will not force it on them. He waits for us. He waits for you. He waits for me to want it, to want him, to need him, to love him. He waits. Oh, with some people, he's waited for decades, waiting for their love. Though he never stopped loving them, is he waiting for you today? Don't let him wait any longer. Don't let the Son of God wait any longer. Tell him, here I am, Lord. Love me all you want. Here I am, Lord Jesus. Forgive me all you want. Here I am, Lord Jesus. Implant yourself in my heart so I can proclaim you to people. One at a time.
Yeah, we don't need to fear hell, because hell is a choice. God doesn't send anyone to hell. We choose to go there. All hell is eternal separation from God. And if we choose to be separated with Jesus on this earth, we choose to be separated with him in the next life. But the moment you make a firm decision that, Jesus, I choose to unite myself and my life with you, and every moment, see, I have been saved, I am being saved, and I will be saved. It's not a one-time decision. It's that every day I'm choosing the will of God. I'm choosing Jesus in every situation. And guess what? Sometimes I miss it. But then I go to confession, I tell the Lord Jesus I'm sorry, and I get back on the horse. There's no fear in love, because the perfect love drives out all fear. God doesn't want fear to be any part of our life. He wants us to be all love in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't fear the Lord. Love the Lord with all your heart. Fear offending the Lord. Fear being separated from the Lord. There's people right now, and sin got you. You got you in sin, but we don't go to hell because of sin. We go to hell because we don't repent. The Lord Jesus says, come, just come to me. Come to me and repent. And I will give you a new life. I will take away the shame. I will take away the fear. I will take away the anxiety. I will take away the hardness of heart. See, when we walk in unrepentant sin, our heart grows hard to the things of the Spirit. And we make our own God. Do we think just because you don't care, God doesn't care? God cares. God cares if we go to church on Sunday. You know, God cares if we do what he calls us to do. God cares that we love him in every moment and we serve him in every moment. But not a servile fear, a love that encompasses all of humanity, all of the earth, to live in the Father's arms, to live in God's love. But to love God is to obey his commandments, both through the church, through the word of God, but the interior inspirations that the Lord is calling you. See, Jesus is calling you to such a high place of union with him in the Spirit. You are called to live in the Father's power. You are called to live in the wisdom of the Son. You are called to live in the love of the Holy Spirit, in the oceans of the Trinity, the oceans of the Blessed Mother, the oceans of God's love. That from this place of love and from this place of union, all things become possible. This Christmas, it's coming. Jesus is coming. Make the decision to give your life to Christ. And if you've given your life to Christ, I promise you, Jesus is calling you to make another sacrifice for him. Because before the blessing, the Lord calls us to make a sacrifice so that he knows we are ready to receive the more that he has for us. But my question to you this Christmas, are you ready to receive the more that Jesus has for you? Because it's going to cost you something. But guess what? On the other side of that sacrifice is a new realm of God's love and his freedom. And what could be greater than that?
Oh, so much does God have for you. So much does God have for me. So much. And our little hearts and little minds are satisfied with a couple of drops of his presence. When Jesus said, the one who believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Not drops, rivers of living water. We need those rivers of the Holy Spirit to flow. We need it. I tell you, when I experienced Jesus at 21 years old, rivers of living water began to flow through me. But I'm telling you now that I'm 79, rivers of living water I want to flow through me to bring people like you to a greater love of Jesus, to bring people like me, to bring people like me to a greater love for Jesus Christ. You see, when I preach not only to you, I preach to myself. I want to give more of myself to Jesus. Oh, sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's a fight. But I told Jesus, don't let me win the fight ever. I want you to win the fight each time I fight against you.
Because eye is not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love you. God has a plate prepared for you in this life and in the next life. Eye is not seen, ear is not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared for those who love him. So what do we need to do? Stay close to Jesus so we can bring these marvelous things that he has prepared for my life, for your life, into our lives. so that he can use us in ways that are greater than we could ask, think, or imagine. So we could be filled with love and filled with his mercy and filled with his purity, so we can be used as a vessel to complete the race, to complete the destiny which the Lord Jesus has set before you before the foundation of the world. Jesus is not a God of limitation. God has never limited you. We have only limited ourselves. I have only limited myself. When I think about plans for my life, it is limited. The Lord says, Anthony, do not worry about tomorrow. Just worry about today. For tomorrow will have enough evils for tomorrow. So when I think about today and I focus on today, what does the Lord have for me right now? He wants me to love on him. He wants me to worship him. He doesn't need me to do anything except surrender to him and do what he's calling me to do. See, life is supposed to be easy. What's hard is dying to ourselves and breaking our flesh. But the Lord will carry us on the currents of his grace so that we can be filled with the fire of God. See, the fire of God, it comes to purify us. Better now than in purgatory. Better now than in the next life. Let the fire fall. Let us be all love, all grace by doing what the Lord is calling us to do today. It is Christmas Eve. Jesus is coming. We're going to the church at 7 o'clock tonight to prepare the way for the Lord. See, as we have glory night and we worship the Lord Jesus Christ, guess who begins to come? First, the Lord sends his angels and Jesus himself comes. And as he goes into the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity for the midnight mass, the presence of God will already be in the church. People will experience God's presence because we chose to worship him and we choose to pray him. You know, when we do what we are created to do, which is worship God, we stand in the proper order of creation. The Bible said the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. When's the last time you praise God in song and in word, so he could inhabit those praises and he could fill your house, your church, your wherever, your car, with his presence?
Oh, we all need a new song. We all need to sing a new song. I tell you, when I was 21 and experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, I was singing and singing, because my words weren't enough. I needed to sing about the greatness of God. And I'm telling you, my friends, it's many years later, I need to sing the greatness of God. Singing is praying twice. That's what one of the saints has said. I think it was Augustine. Singing is praying twice. When's the last time you've sung to the Lord? I'm going to tell you something that I heard on a radio, and it's a song, and the song goes like this: "You don't bring me flowers anymore." I tell you, when I heard that song one day, I was convicted, because when I was younger, whenever we had a prayer group or a prayer meeting at another place, I would bring flowers for the Lord. And the Lord said to me, "You don't bring me flowers." And he was right. He was right. I had been demoted in my own being. The flowers that I used to give him, I'm not being brought to him anymore. I need to repent. You see, it's not about the flowers. It's about the heart that gets the flowers. That's what it's about. "You don't bring me flowers anymore." I tell you, what about you? You came to Jesus many years ago, some of you. Are you bringing him flowers? Are you proclaiming him to your friends? Have you made up your mind that you're not going to live a double life? Do you know that confession is what you need, not a new automobile? You need to turn to Christ and confess your wickedness. Me too.
Me three.
I have to confess my wickedness. One person said to me, Father Tom, you're not wicked. Oh, I said, I am wicked. Without Jesus, I am wicked. And I know that my wickedness is evil. That's why I surrender to Christ. I don't want to plug into my wickedness. You see, the wickedness is the potential to sin. And we all have that potential. That's why we need the salvation of Jesus, so that he would destroy in us the potential to sin. I don't want to sin because I want to love him. I don't want to walk in sin because I love him. I want to be as pure that his blood can make me.
And she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ in me and in you wants to annihilate sin and the power of sin. The more you go into the light of Christ, the more your sin is in front of you. When we first come to the Lord Jesus, we don't think we sin at all. And the deeper we get into the abyss of his love, we realize more and more our sinfulness. But it is okay, because God so loved the world that he sent his only son, Jesus, to be our Savior, to be the Redeemer of our sin. You know, Father was talking about song. There was a holy priest who told me, he said, we're about to sing Happy Birthday to Father Tom. But imagine if we didn't sing Happy Birthday and we just recited it. Singing is prayer double, like Father said. To sing to the Lord brings joy. To sing to the Lord brings glory. To sing to the Lord brings freedom. And the Lord loves your voice. You don't have to be a great singer. The Lord created you to sing, to praise, to worship. And when we do that, wonderful things have happened. You know, I've had my hands laid on me by so many powerful men of God. But I think that the greatest revelation I've received from God, the greatest deliverance, freedom, and power has been in the praise and worship. As I just praise the Lord Jesus, like David did, without reserve. People thought I was kind of a madman, but you know what? I was all in for the Lord Jesus before I ever got to preach, before I ever got to pray, before I ever had a microphone. The Lord first had to teach me how to be a worshiper for him.
And that's our first vocation, to worship God. And what did Jesus say? The Lord Father is looking for worshipers. That's what the Heavenly Father is looking for, worshipers. And what do we worship with? Our whole being. What do we present to Jesus when we worship? My body, my soul, my spirit. I totally give it all to him. Worship God. That's what it says in the book of Revelation. Worship God. And you know what? My worship at its peak is the Eucharist. But I tell you, I'm not in the presence of the Eucharist every moment of the day. I'm called to worship God when I'm snapping on the radio. I'm called to worship God when I'm walking into the automobile. I'm called to worship God when I'm going to the store to buy hot pastrami. I'm called to worship God. And you know what? That's what you're called to do, too. Not only me. Worship God. How do we do it? Oh, Jesus, I love you. I'm worshiping God. Oh, Jesus, I can't live without you.
Being attentive to the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is attentive to the Lord in every moment of the day. Like an ocean, like the waves that keep coming. I love you, Jesus. I bless you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. That's what pray always means, is to keep Jesus in the front of your mind. And it doesn't take big prayers. See, the closer you get to God, the more simple you become. Simplicity is a mark of Christ. You just need to tell the Lord you love him, you bless him, and you do his divine will. You do what he calls you to do moment by moment, second by second, while loving him with all of your heart. It's not a hard formula. It's very simple because God is simple. Unless you become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Become like the Christ child this Christmas. Because God has nothing that more than that set before you, that you become pure as God is pure, holy as Christ is holy, loving as Christ is loving. To be a Christian means to be another Christ. Father said, no more double-mindedness, not one foot in, one foot out. When someone encounters you, they encounter Jesus Christ in you. They know the love of God is coming to touch them, and that Jesus lives, dwells, and has his being in you.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.